I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. The scientific community is buzzing because the wet, cool, humid, and downright spongy tropical region around Earth's equator are heating up and drying out. To be fair, all of Earth's major boreal forests are also drying to a crisp on a steadily heating planet. But the reason why tropical forests are so concerning is that they are where the world's coffee supply is grown. On average, crops in Africa, Indonesia, Central and South America produce 11 million tons of beans. However, droughts in Vietnam and Brazil cut both nations' yields by 20% apiece. Climate models project that by 2050, about half of the world's bean belt will be too hot and too dry to support coffee crops. And while coffee plants do not like too much heat, infectious pests do. In the mid-2000s, a deadly fungus known as coffee leaf rust decimated crops in Colombia, Honduras, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Facing the loss of their most potent revenue source, the world's poorest nations are teetering on the brink of collapse. Clearly, trouble is brewing, but there's good reason to perk up. Converting your household food waste to compost sequesters the gases that contribute to catastrophic global heating. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.